Also, some great news is that they have made available an agent library, which comes with a bunch of pre-built agents for common business scenarios. So if you, like me, are always feeling the pressure to learn new tools every day, you will likely appreciate, like I do, how these tools give us some out-of-the-box foundational use cases that we can get started with right away. So you'll have those out-of-the-box agents available to you from the agent library. And then there's also a feature called the Plan Designer, which is going to let you customize these agents in plain English using natural language. You can tell the Plan Designer what you want your agent to be able to do. You can even give it some diagrams and screenshots or documentation that you have that it needs. Visual input as well, and it's going to build out these automations for you. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, back with a quick daily digest for you today. Two really fun updates to bring for you that I pulled from a recent Rundown.ai newsletter. Shout out, as always, to the Rundown.ai team. If you haven't signed up for their newsletter yet, what are you doing? Definitely go do it. First up, we have more agents coming from Microsoft, my favorite topic. So I hope you are all as excited about them as I am, because the news just keeps coming when it comes to agentic capabilities, and they keep getting more interesting. So we're going to talk some more about Microsoft agents. And then we're also talk about the vision capabilities specifically that are rumored or have been discovered to be coming to ChatGPT's advanced voice mode that's going to enable that model to see. So let's go ahead and get into it, starting with the announcements from Microsoft's Ignite conference about the new suite of AI agent capabilities for, of course, workplace automation, task management, all of that stuff. Probably the most interesting is the announcement that they have added a feature called Copilot Actions. And this is basically Microsoft's agent builder now within the Copilot Studio. You're going to be able to build out automated workflows with these Copilot Actions, allowing you to handle things like summarizing meeting notes and preparing weekly reports, all of the use cases that we've talked about before. You can now do with Copilot Actions right within Microsoft. The announcement also included some good news for developers with a new agent SDK code base that's going to allow developers to build agents that are specifically able to work across multiple applications, whether that's Teams or Outlook or any of the Microsoft Office tools or Copilot or other web applications entirely. This is, you know, where we're getting into more of that computer use enablement and independent action on computers for these agents. And in this case, it's right within Microsoft's environment, of course. Also, some great news is that they have made available an agent library, which comes with a bunch of pre-built agents for common business scenarios. So if you, like me, are always feeling the pressure to learn new tools every day, you will likely appreciate, like I do, how these tools give us some out-of-the-box foundational use cases that we can get started with right away. So you'll have those out-of-the-box agents available to you from the agent library. And then there's also a feature called the Plan Designer, which is going to let you customize these agents in plain English using natural language. You can tell the Plan Designer what you want your agent to be able to do. You can even give it some diagrams and screenshots or documentation that you have that it needs. Visual input as well, and it's going to build out these automations for you. And then lastly, there was an announcement about some Microsoft Teams features that should start to roll out in early 2025, primarily the one called the interpreter feature. And it sounds truly, truly fascinating and super useful. It's all about real-time translation powered by AI. And apparently it's in 9 different languages. So if your business is global and if language barriers are a common occurrence for your business, Microsoft Teams is aiming to break those barriers down. So Microsoft continues to push agentic AI forward, and I continue to wonder if I should switch over into the Microsoft Office suite. Let me know what you guys are in, if that's Google Workspace or Microsoft Office, or maybe there's some wild people out there that are in both. I do like what I'm seeing from Microsoft as far as an agentic agent standpoint goes, and I don't think I'm seeing anything similar right now in Google Workspace yet. Okay, and then continuing on a somewhat related topic as far as agentic capabilities, a big part of that is going to be the capability of these models to be multimodal. Primarily, this means that they'll be able to take multiple types of input, text, image, or visual and have these vision capabilities that we've been talking about, allowing them to see via camera or on device cameras or other means. Just recently, there was code discovered in the ChatGPT code base that hinted at live camera capabilities. So essentially the ability to use your camera on your device to take in visual input in real time. There were earlier demos of this feature earlier in the year, and apparently some people even had beta access, even though it may have been unintentional. If they were using the advanced voice mode, some users saw early versions of this. This visual input or live camera capability will, again, apparently be implemented in the advanced voice mode. So it's going to be on device. You now have an AI model that you can talk to that can also see. And I think I'm going to start using the advanced voice mode more frequently. I dabbled with it a little bit on my phone when it was initially rolled out, but I don't have it on my desktop device yet, which I think I might do. And I think as it gets more capabilities, particularly being able to see things, it gets a lot more interesting. Thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.